This is the second year in a row that the Senate Education Committee has scaled back a preschool pilot proposal that came over from the House. What reservations do Senate Republicans have with state-funded pre-K?
We have two sets of reservations. One of them has to do with the policy of the issue itself. The second reservation has to do with the potential cost, because this is almost a potential budget buster.
You talked about the first reservation is with the policy itself. What exactly about state-funded pre-K gives you pause?
We think that in most families that it's more important for the family to be engaged with the young child, do the reading to the child, participate in all those things, and then participate when they go to school as well. And we don't think that the state, for example, to go to an extreme, should take all children at an early age and just raise them communally. That's the picture that some of our caucus members have in their mind.
You also talked about concerns over the cost of something like this, and you told the bill's author, Representative Banning, that passing this program in a non-budget year would require lawmakers to give it special treatment when you write a budget next year in 2015. Would the conversation have been different if this were a budget year, or do you still think this is something that has to go to a summer study committee first?
I think we're not ready, and I think that the 10 points that we raised for the summer study committee were all things that we need to discuss. For example, we have a Head Start program in Indiana that does deal with age group there. It's a federal program. It costs $115 million a year for the Indiana segment. And then in addition, we have another set of federal dollars of about $180 million that has for child care development. And mostly it's child care funds that are about $180 million. So we have two resources that equate almost $400 million of federal dollars that are being used that could be used for this. And I think we need to see if we can use those dollars first for a program. The way the bill was drafted, about half the children in each age group, age four, were going to be qualifying for this program. The program would then qualify 40,000 children every year. Well, the program itself was projected as a $6,800 a year program for each child. $6,800 times 40,000 is $272 million. It would far surpass any increase in school funding that we've given to the K through 12 schools in recent years.
Do you think the state has the infrastructure to administer a voucher-style pre-K program?
One of the things that the bill itself says that if they attend a pre-K program and get some education on this, that they are then qualified for a voucher for a private school without ever going to a public school. And so that's an enormous expansion of the voucher program, which is an enormous additional cost that we need to consider before we jump into these activities.
It seems pretty likely Representative Banning will offer a similar proposal next session. Is the third time going to be the charm, or is it too soon to say if 2015 will be the year for pre-K?
I think that with the 10 points that we've outlined in the study, which were put together very thoughtfully, if we can answer those questions, maybe we can find a way to begin to agree on which group should receive services, who should be delivering the services. For example, their program has the FSSA, which is basically our welfare department, delivering this program. But if it's designed to train a child to be ready for school, then the State Board of Education and the Department of Education should be establishing what should be taught and how you should be tested and how you should be prepared, because they do that all the way through K through 12.
Thanks very much.